Hey, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome back, oh my god, to another episode of the AI Partnerships Podcast. Again, I'm your host, Anne Cheng, Supercharged Lab CEO, and super excited on behalf of the AI Partnerships Corps to have James Reed, who is the CEO and founder of Smart Screen LLC, and he is joining us today to tell us a lot about revolutionizing the restaurant industry with Smart Screen's cutting-edge personalization platform, which leverages AI, machine learning, operations research to personalize the entire dining experience and boost guest expectations and satisfaction. James is a seasoned sales and marketing professional with over 30 years of experience, and he has a proven track record of success in implementing cutting-edge sales solutions, managing marketing projects, and building high-performing teams. His expertise in bridging the gap between business and technology makes him an ideal guest to discuss the impact of Smart Screen's innovative platform on the restaurant industry, which is so, so, so close to all our hearts. Well, James, what a pleasure it is to have you here on the AIP podcast.
Well, thank you, Anne, and thank you for having us.
Well, James, let's jump right in. Maybe you can start with your backstory. Tell us about yourself, your background, and you know, how did you, you know, decide that you wanted to tackle this industry, which all of us are so interested in?
Oh, well, thank you. I really have a passion for personalization. I like to say I've been a subject matter in personalization for probably 30 years, my whole career. I was very lucky to early on to work with Steve Jobs when he started the Next machine and how to actually help people work through working on a computer, believe it or not. Then I went to Xerox, where we personalized documents for 10, 15 years. And when e-commerce came out, my current partner and I really got involved in the ability to personalize guest experiences within e-commerce. So when the pandemic hit, I knew that digital orders were going to increase. I did not know how much. They went from less than 5% to over 50% of the orders now are through digital experiences. But I knew right then and there, along with the fact that McDonald's had just purchased a technology company for $300 million, that there had to be something to it. So I went back to my old partner who we worked with e-commerce that said, can we take e-commerce tried and true technologies, strategies, and bring them to the online guest experience within restaurants. And then from there, I had a very good relationship with Samsung, and they were interested in being able to do that, not just through online, but also through their digital menu boards and screens. And so that's why we started. I don't know if you saw the announcement, but like last week, Wendy said they were going to spend between $10 and $20 million over the next several years updating all of their menu boards in their restaurants. I would love to be a part of that. I'm not saying we are, but that was a great announcement, and it just proves the fact that that is happening both in-store as well as online.
It's amazing. So how does your platform work? How does this personalization platform work to enhance the guest experience and increase, more importantly, increase ticket volume and size?
Yeah, that's a great question. And really what we do is we combine a series of data points. We combine transactional sales data from the point of sale system, which really is very important because that's where you get your core data, as well as you can verify that you're actually increasing sales and increasing ticket size. That's number one. So we integrate with point of sale systems, but we don't have to. We can also just get sales reports from them. So it's nice and fast and easy. The next thing is we take contextual data, which is things like time of day, day of week, what the weather's like, what the location. Is there a Garth Brooks concert, an event locally? It's going to increase traffic or a certain type of traffic. Bring all those things together using machine learning and artificial intelligence. And then we have the menu items. And so we bring all that together and we say, okay, which items would be more likely to be purchased under a given set of conditions? That also can have business, though, not just maybe the most thing that's going to sell, but what's the most profitable item or what's the highest revenue item? So you can actually do business decisions and then recommend those to nudge and influence the customer, whether it be through digital signage or online ordering, to have those decisions that would increase whatever your business objective is at that time.
Okay, so let's kind of shift gears a little bit and pretend we're a restaurant owner. And a lot of restaurant owners or businesses in the food industry, they're thinking about using AI and machine learning, but they really don't know how to. So how are some ways that AI and machine learning can be used to optimize rewards programs or even reduce waste in inventory and optimize menu development?
And that's so true. First of all, restaurant owners are very, very busy. And at the core, they are hospitality people. They love people and they love food. The last thing they want to be doing is spending a lot of time doing technology. And that's a major difference between e-commerce and having personalization in e-commerce, where someone just sits there at the computer all day. Their whole life is spending on trying to use technology. Restaurants owners don't want to, but they want the power of artificial intelligence and machine learning. So that's what we've done at Smart Screen, is to make it very, very easy. We hide all the hard stuff, all the arithmetic, all the predictive analysis. We give it a very user interface so that within less than a minute, someone create a campaign. And then as that campaign goes on, it will change automatically. So when you do that in the different spaces to increase ticket size or revenue on the sales side, it's one thing. But also, by using things like constraint optimization and some other artificial intelligence machine learning tricks of the trade, you can do things like, I have 150 desserts that I have to sell before they go bad. So where are they? What channels can I get the message out so that I can sell those desserts today, whether it be on my sign, whether it be through promos, whether it be through a quick text saying, hey, we got banana puddings on sale for 15% off today. The other thing is, you know, you don't have to use promos as much as you think you do. So the ability to say, when do I use that 20% and when was that person going to buy anyhow, and I don't have to use that 20% promo, things like that to make that decision that, you know, normally if the manager knew that customer coming in, he wouldn't offer it because he's an all-time customer. But when they're anonymous, you don't know that, you need this technology to do that. So that's how you would like reduce waste. The other things are, take advantage of your loyalty programs. You might have a loyalty program, and right now you say, okay, when you earn 100 points, you earn a free shake. But that's not really taking advantage. What you want to take advantage of, learning all of the data from that customer and providing them at any given time the right message in the right context that will A, get them into the restaurant, or B, once they're in, satisfy them.
That's amazing. Maybe you can tell us more about the key benefits that restaurants can expect from implementing your technology, the Smart Screen technology, and particularly focusing on how you can increase revenue and profits.
That's really the secret sauce and the exciting part of it. As I said, I think there's three or four pillars that you have to have. If they don't use it, which I find a lot could happen in big platforms, the restaurant, if they're not utilizing it, then it doesn't do any good. So you have to make it easy, and that's what we concentrate on. And then you have to make it fast, because these owners or restaurant managers or franchisors, they have a lot of things going on. So you want to be able to have it so that decision process is automated and it's very fast. And then finally, you have to have the proof is in the pudding. You have to have the secret sauce. And so, for instance, some of the things that we do is people always have known combos. But what's weird is when you start looking at the data, if you can automate the creation of combos, which things that they might never have thought about, like the shake with the applesauce with the French fries, and someone said that would never work. But because we can actually learn from the data, we can predict what products or menu items influences other purchases. So you might never know that everybody buys pizza or no one buys pizza at a particular hour. But if I can get them to buy the pizza, I know that carries a salad, a drink, and a dessert, versus even though I would normally recommend the cheeseburger combo, if I recommend the cheeseburger combo, that's all I'm getting. So I'm going to influence the customer by really recommending and pushing that pizza, whether it's a promo, whether it's a quick minute blue light special, whatever that might be, blue plate special, I guess, in the restaurant area we would call it. If they do that, we know that the actual ticket size will go up because that's an influence. We actually take the same, what's really funny is we take the same networking that social networks do. And instead of doing it with people, we do it with food items.
That's amazing. One for the road, because we're kind of running out of time, but if I was an aspiring restaurant owner or even, you know, a chef wants to build a Michelin star restaurant someday, what kind of advice would you give me, especially given that, you know, the industry is changing? How would I gain an edge? And really, at the same time, James, if I really wanted to reach out to you, how can I get through to you?
Okay, thank you. Well, our site's smartscreenllc.com. Jay Reed, R-E-E-D, J-R-E-E-D, at smartscreenllc.com. It's the best way to get a hold of us. And you can also learn some interesting things and get some interesting ideas for how to communicate to your customers. I would say that in today's world, much like I believe that restaurants are like brick and mortar stores were 10 to 15 years ago when e-commerce started basically taking over. And now it's, you know, more than half of the sales. And what we've learned and we can translate is that you have to look at the customer journey, not just when they come into the restaurant, but from the point of time that they know about your restaurant to the time they come in, to the time they are served, to the time they leave, and then the follow-up. And so that journey, you actually have to look at it as is each individual touch point. How can I make that the most relevant so that that particular customer not only knows about me, but comes back, but wants to do business with me on a continuous basis? And of course, you have to have good food.
That's absolutely a given. Oh my God, James, thank you so much for being on our show tonight. And, you know, James, in life, food is life, right? So thank you for sharing that passion with all of us today. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more insightful conversations just like these. Again, my name is Ann Cheng from Supercharge Lab on behalf of the AIP podcast. I am signing off. Until next time.
Thank you.